WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the new novel, Terrorist, John Updike, one of the country's most distinguished writers, attempts to figure out what would make a young man from New Jersey who recoils from the thought of killing insects offer himself up as a martyr for the jihad. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
The world John Updike helped usher into being in the some 50-odd books he's written over some 50-odd years is the very same world he indicts in his latest novel, Terrorist. Updike, in his prime, was something of a swinger. This is the great man of letters, after all, who wrote about wife swapping in the suburbs and memorably wrested the subject of oral sex away from the dank domain of pornography and introduced it in his 1968 novel Couples into the respectable precincts of high literature. But in Terrorist, Updike's fictional attempt to enter into the mind of a homegrown, teenaged Islamic radical, the bill has come due for the long American cocktail party of easy sex, overconsumption, and political naivete. And Updike, once an enthusiastic participant, is paying up. In fact, he's all but donning a hair shirt and taking a vow of poverty, chastity, and obedience. For as Terrorist tells us, it's not really those fundamentalist bomb-building zealots out there whom America has to fear. Rather, the enemy lurks deep within our own morally flabby culture of fast food, fractured families, and easy credit. Terrorist is set in Philip Roth country, northern New Jersey, but it lacks the humor, at once manic and rueful, that Roth brings to this blighted landscape of tired suburbs and industrial warehouses. Ahmad Ashmawi Malloy is an 18-year-old senior at Central High, a factory of a public high school whose limp motto is, "Knowledge Pays." Ahmad's mother, Teresa, is a recovering hippie of Irish-American extraction who works as a nurse's aide and plays at serial love affairs. His father was an Egyptian exchange student who decamped when Ahmad was 3. When Ahmad turned 11, he fell in with a local imam who operates a storefront Islamic school. Ahmad was attracted to the rigor and paternalism of the imam's teaching. Now, as he's about to graduate high school, Ahmad catches the flickering attention of an all but burnt out Jewish guidance counselor, Jack Levy, who hopes to steer the young man into a junior college and away from the suspect career path the imam has pushed him toward, getting his operator's license so that he can drive large trucks. As a purely aesthetic experience, Terrorist is pleasurable enough. Updike's famed precision and elegance haven't diminished, and as always when I read him, I get a kick out of learning obscure but always appropriate vocabulary words like meiotic that only a writer with Updike's zest for the language and sure touch would have the nerve to place in a sentence. But Updike's prose has never seemed more emptily out of sync than in this novel's odd renunciation of the halcyon days of his beloved hero, Harry Rabbit Angstrom. All but the stupidest characters, and they would be Ahmad's sexually omnivorous mother and Jack's binge eater of a wife, propound the same dead-end worldview that America has invited its own ruin. Thus, Jack reflects that America is paved solid with fat and tar, a coast-to-coast tar baby where we are all stuck. A teacher, originally from Barbados, marvels at the vandalism that infects Central High. In Barbados, we shared books falling apart and used both sides of tablet paper, every scrap. Education was so precious to us. Here in this grand building, you need guards as if in a jail, and the students do everything destructive. I do not understand this American hatred of decent order. Besides the hectoring tone that all these accumulated finger waggings create, Updike's screed against American culture, on the one hand, tells us what we already know, that a landscape overrun with McDonald's and ATM machines lacks gravitas, and on the other hand, doesn't tell us enough. Ahmad remains an enigma at the end of this novel, his pilgrim's progress from a lonely kid who finds solace in the Quran to a martyr willing to blow up the Lincoln Tunnel still a mystery. Dostoevsky and Conrad are still the literary gold standard in the Western canon on terrorists. They may not have had any idea either about what motivated them, but they created mordant worlds and peopled them with characters of palpable willfulness. Don DeLillo, too, managed such a trick in his brilliant rendering of Lee Harvey Oswald in Libra. When a John Updike tackles a subject like terrorism, serious readers pay attention because we hope something powerful or subtle will be evoked beyond the range of reportage or political analysis. But terrorists, sadly, feels like a rant, an old man's book without an old man's wisdom.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed John Updike's new novel, Terrorist.